slumped down inside. He was still breathing.
What happened?
Someone shot him. Must have waited near where the wheeler was parked, then hung around until Dieterling got back from the bridge. Dieterling must have got in the wheeler, getting ready to leave.
How was he shot?
I don't know, man. It's not like I'm running an autopsy clinic here, you know?
Vasquez bit his lip before continuing.
Some kind of beam job, I think. Close range into the chest.
I glanced down at the Guindado I still held. It felt absurd to be standing here talking about my friend's death, with a cocktail drink in one hand, as if the matter was only a piece of easy small talk. But there was nowhere nearby to put the drink down. I took a sip and answered him with a coldness that surprised me. I prefer beam weapons myself, but they're not what I'd use if I wanted to kill someone without making a fuss. A beam weapon creates more flash than most projectile weapons.
Unless it's very close range, like a stabbing. Look, I'm sorry, man, but it looks like that's how it happened. The barrel must have been pushed right into his clothes. Hardly any light or noise. And what there was would have been hidden by the wheeler. There was a lot of partying going on anyway tonight. Somebody started a fire near the bridge, and that was all the excuse the locals needed for a wild night. I don't think anyone would have noticed a beam discharge, Tanner.
Dieterling wouldn't have just sat back and let someone do that.
Maybe he didn't get much warning.
I thought about that. On some level, the fact of his death was beginning to register, but the implications, not to mention the emotional shock, would take a lot longer. But I could at least force myself to ask the right questions now. If he didn't get much warning, either he wasn't paying attention or he thought the person who killed him was someone he knew. He was still breathing, did you say?
Yeah, but he wasn't conscious. I don't think we could have done much for him, Tanner.
You're sure he didn't say anything?
Not to me or the guy who found him.
The guy, the man who found him. Was he someone we'd met tonight?
No, he was one of the men I had tailing Rajvich all day.
This was how it was going to carry on, I thought. Vasquez just didn't have the initiative to expand on an answer unless it was dragged kicking and screaming out of him. And? How long had this man been in your service? Had Dieterling ever met him before? It was painfully slow, but he must have seen the way my questioning was running.
Hey, no way, man. Nowhere did my guy have anything to do with this. I swear to you, Tanner.
He's still a suspect. That goes for anyone we met tonight. Including you, Red.
I wouldn't have killed him. I wanted him to take me snake hunting.
There was something so pathetically selfish about that answer that there was a good chance it was true. Well, I guess you've blown your chance.
I didn't have anything to do with it, Tanner.
But it happened on your turf, didn't it? He was about to answer, and I was about to ask him what he had done with the body and what he intended to do about it, when Vasquez's image dissolved into static. At the same instant there was a powerful flash that seemed to come from everywhere at once, bathing every surface in a sickly white radiance. It lasted for only a fraction of a second. It was enough, though. There was something unforgettable about that hard burst of tarnished light, something I had seen once before. Or was it more than once? For a moment I wondered, remembering carnations of white light blossoming against stellar blackness. Nuclear explosions. The elevator's illumination dimmed for a few seconds, and I felt my weight grow less and then return to normal. Someone had let off a nuke. The electromagnetic pulse must have swept over us, momentarily interfering with the elevator. I hadn't seen a nuke flash since my childhood, one of the war's small sanities being that for the most part it had stayed in the conventional realm. I couldn't estimate the burst yield.